This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wemugovera, chikunguru 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne15775 kHz pashortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinezvi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Ende upestro wazvo kana zvikwata zvachiwa zvakanaka zvichaona mademonstrations achazoita national. Ende nemamiriro akaita zvinhu, tinoona munyika misaita kutagadzikana kana hurumende ikasatora matanho akasimba.
Zvino muZimbabwe zvoita manyama mire nerongo sezvo hurumende yoremerwa nekugadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi. Makurukota ehurumende oenda kunoshava kuBritain. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mukuru weZimbabwe Democracy Institute, Dr. Pedzai Ruhanya, vanoti Zimbabwe yave kunanga kumawere zvekuti hurumende ikatadza kugadzirisa zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi, munyika munogona kuita mhirizhonga. Vanhu vakawanda munyika vari kuratidzira zvitevera kusamira zvakanaka kwakaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi kuBytebridge. Vanhu vari kuratidzira mushure mekunge hurumende yarambidza vanhu ava kupinza zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanotengesa vachibva nazvo kuSouth Africa. Vechidiki vakawanda kumasvingo Harare neBulawayo vari kugarawo vachiratidzira. Varairidzi, vana mukoti navana chiremba vanoti vari kutangawo kuratidzira nemusi wemuvhuro mushure mekunge hurumende yakundikana kuvatambirisa mari dzavo dzemihoro. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata Dr. Ruhanya.
Nyaya iri kunoita munyika inyaya yekuti vanhu vorarama sei. Mukatarira zvichiita muBytebridge, ndezvekuti varombo nevanhu vasiri connected kune vanotonga vari kunzi havakwanisi kundotora zvinhu muSouth Africa zvavanokwanisa kuzotengesa munyika kuti mhuri dzavo dzirarame. Asi munyika musina mabasa, maindastry asingavhuri, mashevu zvinhu zvavo zvinopinda hazviimpaundi pabhodha. Hurumende haisi kugadzirisa zvinhu zvese izvi sokutaura pavaita pavakapuwa pakati vamaelections kuna 2013. Asi chavari kutoita kudzvanyirira vanhu. Tarirai vanhu vari kusunga vanatajamuka, vanhu vari kusunga veokisa Africa, kusunga kuitwa vana manyenye nezvine mitemo iri kuitwa nanakasikuwere yekushandisa mutemo kudzvanyirira vanhu. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti munyika maita kutsutsumwa, pachaita nguva yekuti zvinhu zvese zvichitabatanidzwa sezvakazoita kuna 1997 under MTA vanhu vakazoita protest yeconstitutional change zvizoenda muelections dzakaitwa muna 2013. Saka kuchema kwekutambura masivose vanhu vati kubhadharwa manesi vanoenda sei kundorapa vanhu ivo vasina mari? Matisi anopiwa $100 kunoita here ukoko? So zvese munyika maita kutsutsumwa, asi vanotonga nekuti vanoguta, vanotonga nekuti vane zvese, vanotonga nekuti vane masimba kudzvanyira vanhu. Vanongoti zvinhu zvakanaka, asi zvinhu hazvinaki kana vanhu vasina mabasa, vasina mari yokuendesa vana vavo kuchikoro, vasina mari yokurapwa, vasina mari yekuti vorarama sei.
Munoona nyaya ichizopera sei chaizvo?
Nyaya iyi inongopera chete kana zvinhu zvagadziriswa, kureva kuti ikonomi yedu yashanda zvakanaka, vanhu vachiwana mabasa. Pakaitika zvinhu zvese zvizano inofanira kuzviziva kuti tinipi paita matongero ake, vanhu havadzvanyirirwi nokusingagumi. Kana zvikatagadzirwa zvakanaka tichaona mademonstrations achazoita national. Ende nemamiriro akaita zvinhu, tinoona munyika misaita kutagadzikana kana hurumende ikasatora matanho akasimba.
Mukuru weZimbabwe Democracy Institute Dr. Pedzai Ruhanya vari parunare muHarare. Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA. Makurukota ehurumende anenge ari ku Britain svondo rinouya kuti vanoedza kukwezva vekunze nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika kuti zviuchike mari munyika. Asi urongwa uhu unogona kukanganiswa nevamwe vari kuti vanoda kuratidzira vachiti havasi kufara nenyaya yavanoti yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nehurumende. Makurukota ari kutarisirwa kuenda kuBritain anosanganisira gurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa, gavhuna weRBZ Dr. John Mangudya uye gurukota rezvemaindustry vaMike Bima. Mukuzenyaya iyi tabata vaBima tikatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvirongwa zvekukwe zvavekunze zvakamira sei.
Tiri kuwana mainquiries akawanda chaizvo, tiri kuwana rutsigiro rwakawanda chaizvo kubva kuiven kuAfrican Development Bank zvakasingaitiki. Tine rubatsiro rwatiri kuwana kuWorld Bank neIMF vanogara vari muno vachitibatsira nemazano. Saka zviri kufamba nea lot of mainquiries atiri kuwana kunyange kune macountries ata achifunga kuti hatidyidzani nawo. Tine a lot of inquiries yemainvestors ari kubva kuUK. Kuswera mangwana, ndiri kutoenda kuUK kumeeting yekuti tizoexplaina maopportunities ari kuende manufacturing sector. So nemacountries ataifunga kuti ndoza hangati kuinvesta, they are making inquiries and they are coming to Zimbabwe.
Saka ikoku UK uku mune muchitarisira kuti muchasangana nanani?
Tinosangana mainly namaZimbabweans in the diaspora vanoda kunzwa kuti what are the opportunities, how can they invest back home. Kana kuine vamwe vanoda kuita partner navo vanouya, nevamwe haruzi kwekutanga kuenda patakaenda. It is not the same people vakatidaidza, who also want to say taani vamwe vakati wandei uyai mutione kuti ndivanani vani variko. Hatizisu tiri kuronga, tiri vanhu vakangoinvaitwa nemaassociations aiko.
Gurukota rezvemaindustry vaMike Bima vari parunare muHarare. Chirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, tiri kuenda kumakonde kumashonaland west, uko tiri kuita hurukuro nemumiriri wenzvimbo iyi vari nhengo yezanupf vakindness paradza. Tatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yavo munyaya dzezvechikafu.
Tinotenda zvikuru kuhurumende nekuti chikafu changa chichiuya, chiri kutouya izvozvo. Tine chikafu changa chichiuya chine mhando mbiri. Chatanga imhando inouya vachembera vaya vakura vakwegura nevanotambura vaya nezvirema nemapofu. Saka changa chichiuya ikoko kumakonde, nanhasi chiri kuuya. Vanhu vekumakonde vari kufara zvikuru kuti vari kupuwa chikafu navamugabi. Kwozoita chimwe chikamu chatinoti icho chekusenzera chikafu, chatinoti food for work, chiri kuenderera mberi iye zvino mumakonde. Tinogadzira migwagwa yedu, tinogadzira mabhiriji, tinogadzira zvikoro. Iye zvinezvi ivo chikafu chacho futi chibagei chose chiri kuuya. Chisati chauya chete iye zvino imari $10, asi $10 acho takabvumirana nevanhu kumakonde kuti vaya vane vana vari kuzvikoro vasati vabhadhara school fees, kana $10 avo auya iwavo anoenda kunobhadhara school fees kuzvikoro kuita kuti vana vavo vange vachidzidza zvakanaka ikoko. Saka kumakonde kwakanakisisa iye zvino panyaya dzenzara nenyaya iye zvino taakumirira kuchitengesa donje redu. Takapuwa mbeu yedonje nemafetiraiza acho navamugabe futi. Saka varimi vazhinji kumakonde vakarima donje. Saka iye zvino vakatonhonga donje racho vamirira kutengesa. And iye zvino vamade vakatiudza kuti donje rinenge raakuita 45 cents per kg. Saka vanhu kumakonde patichatanga kutengwa donje rori vachawana futi mari kuti vatengewo zvimwe zvavanoda kutenga pamusoro pezvavari kutenga iye zvinezvi. Asi nzara yanga iriko. Tinotenda zvikuru nezviri kuita hurumende iye zvino.
Mati pachazoya $10 anenge achibva kupi? Ari kubva kuhurumende kana kuti kumasangano anobatsira?
$10 ari kubva kuhurumende.
Saka inopuwa pamunhu pamwedzi inenge ichifamba sei?
Pamwedzi munhu anofanira kusenza kumasvondo maviri 15 days.
Nhengo yezanupf inomirira makonde vakindness paradza vari parunare kumakonde kwakare.
We love you. Saverio. Yeah. It's a precious. Now we shift you. My Instagram. Yeah, man. Na father, my sister. Na father, munu wese, my sweetheart.
choro chalira basi da fata vari basi da fata kana ma ancestors yeah waya waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer Fada makatera Studio 7.
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tienda kuna Marvelous Mhlanganya uye achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi.
Ndino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tine hurukuro namuzvare Martha Tolana avo vanorarama neutachiwana weHIV AIDS. Tichanzwa nhoroondo yemararamiro avari kuita uye nekurudziro yavari kupawo mamwe madzimai nevanasikana kuti vawanikwe vachinoongororwa utachiwana weHIV AIDS pachiri nenguva kuitira kuti vawane rubatsiro. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Tolana.
Mazita makadini
mungati tsananguriravo tinoziva kuti mimuri kurarama nechirwere cheHIV AIDS asi titsananguriravo nhoroondo yekuti zvakafamba sei.
Kuti ndizive kuti ndine hutachiwana ndakaenda kunotestwa muna 2003 January ndopandakaziva kuti ndine hutachiwana, asi ndakatanga kudzidzira kuverenga kuti ndidzidze nezvenyaya yehutachiwana nekuona vana mukoti navana chiremba kumakliniki, nekuti mazuva iwayo mishonga yemaARV yanga isati yave kuZimbabwe. Asi ndakakwanisa kubatsirika kubudikidza nekuchinja madziro andaiita, nekuti ndakazowana mishonga kubva kune mashamwari andaitaurira, uye kutaura nevamwe kwakandibatsira. Kutaurira vamwe kuti ndizvo zviripo kwakandibatsira kuti ndiwane zvinondibatsira, ndiwane vanomira neni, vanotaura neni, vanondipa support kuti ndisanyanye kufunga nezvakadzama nezvazvo, kuti ndisasurukirwa, uye nekundibatsira kutsvaga zvese zvingadiwa pakuti ndirarame zvakanaka nehutachiwana, nekuti ndizotanga pamaARVs gore iroro, nekuti CD4 yangu yanga yakadzika zvakanyanya. Saka ndakakwanisa kuti ndibatsirwe nekuti ndakakwanisa kutaura, handina kuvanza.
Semudzimai, zvakakosha sei kuti munhu azive paamire takanyanyotarisa dambudziko irori reHIV AIDS?
Munhu akaziva paamire kureva kuti ari kutora danho rekuzvichengetedza iye, kuita responsibility, kuve nehanya pamusoro pake. Semudzimai zvakakosha, nekuti kazhinji tisu tinotakura zvakanyanya zvese zvemusha, pamhuri, pamusha, uye nharaunda yese kana nyika chai zviri mumaoko emadzimai.
Tinoona kuti pari zvino muri kuita imi mabasa ekushanda nevamwewo vanorarama neHIV AIDS. Mabasa api amuri kuita?
Kudzidzisana kazhinji, kudzidzisana kuti kana tiri kurarama chekutanga pamunhu ane hutachiwana, kana ndiri kurarama nehutachiwana ndinozvichengetedza sei, kuti ndisatapurire vamwe, kuti ndirambe ndine hutano hwakanaka, uye kuti ndikwanise kuramba ndichiita mabasa angu semunhu angoriwo akafananawo nevamwe, kuti zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuitika. Kuve nehutachiwana hakunditadzisi kuita zvese zvinokwanisa kuitwa nemunhu asina hutachiwana. Uyezve kana taakutarisa pamunhu, kudzidzisana futi pane vanhu vasingazive pavamire nenyaya yehutachiwana, kudzidzisana kuti vakwanise kutora danho rekuti vazive mamiriro avakaita, uye kana vaziva kuti havana hutachiwana kuzvichengetedza zvezvakare, yatinoti prevention.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai muzvare Martha Tolana kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Mazita ini.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington.
Aiwa, tinotenda Marvelous.
Tiri kuona sokunge zviri kubatsira zvakanyanya, nekuti apo tinenge tichivandudza ruzivo rwemacitizens kana kuti ruzivo rwevagari panyaya dzekodzero dzavo. Tiri kuona isusu kuti vagari vari kushandisa kodzero dzavo kutaura angave nemamembers of parliament, kutaura angave nemakansela, angave nemaleaders.
Mangwana muchirongwa chedu che Youth Forum tine hurukuro namuzvare Gladys Lachwayo vesangano reZimset. Musakanganwa kuteerera hurukuro yedu iyi. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandebiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu.
Ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu. Umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tiri kutarisa mashoko atiri kunzwa ekuti vasungwa vakaregererwa nemutungamiri wenyika pasi pe urongwa hwavo hwepresidential pardon vane chitsama vadzokera zvakare kumajeri mushure mekupara dzimhosva dzakasiyana siyana vachangobva mukuregererwa kudaro. Mukuziya nyaya tabata sachigaro wesangano rinoshanda nevasungwa pamwe nevanenge varegererwa ivava reZakuro vaEdison Chihota. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vaChihota.
Tinotenda zvikuru, tinoda kuti kuvaiveseri vatereri makadii.
Aiwa tinoimba vateereri vanofara. Vachiota nhasi tati tidzoke mudariro nehurukuro yedu yatakamboita yataitarisa nezvevasungwa vakaregererwa nemutungamiri wenyika pasi peurongwa hwepresidential pardon. Tinozwa kuti vasungwa vane chitsama vakanga vamboregererwa ivava vatodzokera zvakare muusungwa vapara dzimwe mhosva. Tichitarisa danho irori munoriona sei?
Izvozvi zviri kubva mukuita musangano nevatenge tichifanirwa kuti tive taitavo vanofanirwa kuve ndo vanoshanda nevanhu nguva nenguva kuti tizwanani chaizvo kuti zvakamira sei. Saka hatisati tave neumbo huri pamaoko hwakanatsonaka hwekuti tinogona kutaura kuti inhamba yakati inosvika nhamba yakati, nekuti izvozvo zvinotibatsira kuti tinyatsoona kuti zvatiri kuita zviri kubatsirei kana kuti hazvina zvazvinobatsira.
Asi iyo nyaya yekutomboti pane vatadza kugara muvanhu vabva vangodzokera idambudziko rakadii iroro vachiota?
Ini ndinoona dambudziko redu riri rekuti rinonotangira pakuvapa kuti vapirwe nyasha ipapo, nekuti pamwe pacho tinenge tisina kupa maofficers, maprison officers, nguva yakakura yekuti vanyatsotarisisa chaizvo kuti pfungwa dzemunhu uyu dzinonosvikodii mukati menzvimbo yaari kugara. Anosvikobatsirika zvakadii, iye anosvikobatsirawo zvakadii, nekuti ibasa rinofanira kutariswa nemaprison officers vachizotipa kutaura kuti madii kuteedza chakati, madii kuteedza izvi, madii kuteedza upenyu hwemunhu uyu. Vachiinaye totarisa kunze zvaaiita nezvaimunhu kuti tikwanise chaizvokuti kunyange dai tikamuparuregerero munhu uyu haakurumidze kudzoka, nekuti kudzoka kwake kureva kushandiswa kwemaresources anove ndiwo atiri kushaya.
Totarisawo veukama vachota vane matanho avanotarisirwawo kutora here ekuti vange vachibatsirawo ivo vanenge varegererwa?
Zvingashaye basa kuti kana ivo mutungamiriri wenyika varegerere munhu asingagoni kuregererwa nehama dzake.
Aiva vateereri, tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu uye tinokutendai vachota nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa upenyu hwedu vana veZimbabwe. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Tinotenda vateereri vedu maita zvinhu.
Manga makateerera kuna vaEdison Chihota vanove sachigaro vesangano reZakuro rinoshanda nevasungwa muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu. Umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Tosangana svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai muwako aBlessing Zulu.
Aiwa tinotenda Jonga. Iko zvino tochimbotarisa mitambo yenhabvu yeCastle Premier Soccer League iri kumangwana. Chicken Inn ichatamba neHighlanders kuBarber Fields. Border Strikers ichatamba neHarare City kuDuliva Dzimu. Triangle ichitamba neCholocho kuGibo. Mutare City Rovers ichitamba neFC Platinum kuSakubva. Cote Capes United ichatamba neHwange kuNational Sports Stadium. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvo nguva yedu yapera. Regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Zvinhu muZimbabwe zvoita manyama amire nerongo sezvo hurumende yoromerwa nekugadzira upfumi hwenyika. Makurukota ehurumende oenda kunoshava kuBritain. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu. Ndokusiyai mina Kips Dube. Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, July 2nd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. A former senior ZAPU member says Zimbabweans should remember the late Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo for fighting for all forms of freedom in the country.
He looked at things as they are, but how they could be met better. He was aware there were problems in the country, problems in government, but that made him more determined to find out exactly how to solve those problems.
Prison inmates get certificates in tobacco production. And as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting girls and women. A former senior ZAPU member says Zimbabweans should remember the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo for fighting for all forms of freedom in the country. Lord Sender, a former senior member of ZAPU's National Executive Committee, says Nkomo, who died on July 1st, 1999, had Zimbabwe at heart. He speaks about the sacrifices of the late ZAPU leader.
He looked at things as they are, but how they could be met better. He was aware there were problems in the country, problems in government, but that made him more determined to find out exactly how to solve those problems. And in most cases, he succeeded. I know he died having not achieved everything he thought he would do for Zimbabwe. But there you are, he suddenly said, there are people who worked with me, there are people who want to come and work with me. And so far as our independence is concerned, we shall make it work by getting everybody to participate in those areas of things that make people develop. And not merely wait to do things that are meaningless in some cases. But he was a very good visionary and determined to see that everybody, old and young, rich and poor, lived comfortably in the country of his birth and the country he fought for, Zimbabwe.
And then, Mr. Sender, what actually happened to his vision?
Our government minister has given specific duties and the portfolios and the areas that they could develop better than others. And he was that kind of man who wanted to make sure if things were done properly, they should be followed. Follow up and see where they go to. Because some things are started by people, but along the line, they do not complete what they had intended to do initially. His idea was to make sure what he said and what the people say is done and followed. If not followed, why? He was that kind of visionary, a man who actually wanted everybody to have a place in Zimbabwe, to make his contribution, and so on and so forth. In other words, he was a thinker and wanted everybody to think, allowed to think perfectly for the good of the country.
Now, tell us, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe today, let's say if Nkomo was in charge, was everything that is happening in Zimbabwe going to happen this way? Like the economy is going down and the politics is rather very complicated. What would he have done better than what is happening today?
Well, it's very difficult, my son, because to succeed in anything that government does, all the people involved must contribute intelligently so that there is no failure when they come to things that they want to do or wanted to do for the nation. And now taking Nkomo, he was the man of the people. He meant to understand their problem. And in many cases, it really worked out in such a way that his advice, his leadership was such that people could envy to copy him and to do the kind of things that make a country progress and go forward. Not merely a kind of way people, well, this is not done.
norma como
Deo chomba
norma moro
Oro imose
maka
Magadine
como
Como wetu wanga
Onjiyo
Deo
chomba norma njeyo
Deo
chomba norma zambia.
That was Lord Sender, a former senior PF ZAPU member, speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo. Some inmates at Banket, Mashonaland West Province's semi-open prison have graduated in tobacco production, a move which will ensure that they are successfully reintegrated into the Zimbabwean society. The inmates joined 179 other prisoners that have benefited from the program since its inception in 2008. The program was set up by the prison services in conjunction with the Tobacco Research Board. Our correspondent Arthur Chikoriwa has more.
Speaking at the 9th graduation ceremony, Zimbabwe Prison and Correctional Services Deputy Commissioner General Moses Chiobvu appealed to government to employ the set to be released soon. Turning to the inmates, Chiobvu said they must prove the society wrong if Zimbabweans will continue calling them criminals.
Having successfully produced tobacco, the growing specialists, it is disturbing that some sectors of the community are still shrouded with some forms of discrimination. Let me also take this opportunity to urge the 15 graduates to behave professionally in their respective communities after release from prison. Society might continue to inscribe you as a permanent prisoner, but let that only exist in their minds and prove otherwise. Emancipate yourselves through the knowledge and skills that you have acquired and assume positive roles in your societies.
Chiobvu said the admission in prison doesn't signify the end of the world, but can be a way to identify one's talent.
You have been empowered with life surviving skills, which many of you never dreamt of before incarceration. Today, you have come to realize that admission into prison does not signify the end of the world, but it can be a way of locating the keys to unlock the right direction to your unpredicted destinations.
One of the prisoners, Monica Chirenje, said she is happy with the tobacco farming knowledge imparted to her. Chirenje said she is now ready to face the world.
To face the world, pregnant with the tobacco farming knowledge you invested in me for free.
An ex-convict, Matthias Mushambe, who was trained in tobacco production in 2013, said his tobacco farming knowledge spearheaded his acceptance in society. The government is not in a position to employ workers due to lack of funds. Public Service Commission Commissioner Ambassador Mary Margaret Muchada said as a result, it is unlikely that they will even be employing ex-convicts in the near future.
As it is, we are not recruiting.
The 9th graduation ceremony was the first of its kind in Mashonaland West Province. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Now it's time for the show, Girls, Youth and Development.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chi Onesto Jani with Nyaradzo Mashaya Mombe, founder of Tag Alive International Trust with Talking Girls and Young Women and Development. Hello, Nyari.
Hi, Chi Onesto. How are you? Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to my show.
And today's topic is social media, the good and the bad. So please tell us more, Nyari.
Right, so what we would like to let Zimbabwe know is that at this point this month, we've decided to talk about the issue that has troubled or that has put many young people into good opportunities and bad luck as well, as we know that everything comes with the good and the bad. So what we're really looking at today is what has been the good that has come out of social media, what has been the bad that has come out of social media. For instance, the good that has come out of social media lately has been the issues of people being able to report or to highlight or record issues of abuse against women and young girls. For instance, I remember in 2014 where the case of the woman was shipped at Portree. In that case, was brought to light because somebody recorded it and it went viral. But also, we have also had networks like WhatsApp, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, being places where also, again, young people and also everybody connects with everybody. And also a place where, which is a cheaper way of communicating. Right now, we don't need to pay a lot of money to talk to our relatives who are in America or who are in Zimbabwe or anywhere across the world. And people have taken these platforms to learning platforms where women and girls, men collaborate, connect, and learn with each other since the world has become so global.
With what is happening in social media, I found out that though it's coming as a good thing for all Zimbabweans out there and the international market, we're able to connect. But also you find out there's lots of abuse, especially in the areas of girls, that right. I have seen, like with the sex tapes that are coming out, you know, that have been coming out, especially in Zimbabwe, of late in the past 5 years, you find that there's a lot of exposure and negativity of where the women's bodies are being humiliated, they're being exposed, and people right. think it's and people think it's funny. And yet there's so much shame, and yet a woman's body is supposed to be respected. So when I see someone, even if I don't know her, and her body's out there, and people are trying to make themselves famous by using a girl child or a young woman for the sake of prestige, then there is something wrong with that.
Most of the time, you see that the young women who are agreeing to being recorded in the sex tapes are people who are probably have had been relationships with these people, these men.
Well, thank you so much for a very interesting topic that you've introduced to us.
Thank you very much for having me, Chioniso. Have a good week, Zimbabwe.
Catch you later.
Thanks very much, Chioniso Chani and Nyalatso Masha Mombe of the Tech Alive International. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Metro Wave and on the 4930 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Self-government, that is, a people exercising all the necessary functions of power without interference by a higher authority that they can't control themselves, is a core American value. It's also at the heart of the Declaration of Independence, which we celebrate today. Thomas Jefferson, the document's primary author, wrote that self-rule is the separate and equal station that a people are entitled to under the laws of God and nature. It didn't come easily. America's early history is marked by conflict with other countries threatened by Republican government and among Americans themselves over the ultimate form that that government would take. But the Declaration laid the framework for a nation that would endure and grow, inspiring similar independence movements around the world. When war first broke out between Britain and its North American colonists, few imagined, let alone supported, the creation of a new nation. Historians note that even as the fighting raged, the colonists were deeply divided over the future. Roughly a third came to believe a complete break with Britain was needed. A third remained loyal to the British crown, and a third simply wanted to be left alone to raise their families and do their jobs. The 56 men who signed the Declaration on July 4, 1776, cast the first votes for independence. Their fellow citizens ratified the choice, and with it the then radical principle that government should be based on the consent of the governed. While this is the event and cause we celebrate today, it isn't unique to Americans. It is embodied in the constitutions of many nations and observed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that we all recognize. In essence, then, Independence Day is a celebration of our common humanity.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
As usual, we now hand you over to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahoye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahoye.
Tonight on the Women's Forum, we're gladly joined by Martha Tolana, an AIDS activist who herself is living with HIV/AIDS. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Tolana.
Thank you, Marvela.
Tell us about your life history. When were you diagnosed and what led you to make that decision to seek your status?
Yes, I went for testing in January 2003. At that time, there was no treatment in Zimbabwe. There were no ARVs on the public program. It was quite difficult. You could only get them in the expensive, at a very high price in private pharmacies. So when I tested and got to know my status, my CD4 count was very low. What helped me was to disclose to my family, to my relatives and to friends and colleagues. And in that way, I got help in terms of how to live positively. I also got a lot of information about the current information around HIV and how I could keep myself healthy, and also around nutrition. I had to change my lifestyle in terms of nutrition, in terms of making sure that I have enough exercise, I have enough rest, and that I had someone or a group of friends that I could talk to who were not judgmental, who could talk me through what I was going through and actually give me the support so that I would not be stressed about the condition.
How easy was it for you to disclose to your family that you had just been diagnosed with HIV/AIDS at that time?
At the time, I think the only thing that made it easy was that I thought I was dying because my CD4 count was 31, and at the time we were being told that anyone who has a CD4 count that is below 200 has now developed full-blown AIDS. And at the time, I panicked and thought, okay, when I die, are my family going to tell people what was the problem, or are they just going to hide it and then people whisper? And I wanted it to be something that my relatives, my nephews, my nieces, my cousins knew that this is not something for newspapers and magazines, that it can happen in a family. So this was the reason for me disclosing and saying to my family, please don't whisper, just say it openly that when I die that I have HIV. That was the main reason that pushed me to disclose. Not that anyone told me to do so, but it was my own conviction to say it had to be something. If I was dying, then a lot of people needed to know that this is not something that happened in far off places, but it can happen within the family as well.
You're now working with other people living with HIV/AIDS. Tell us, what is your role? And as a woman yourself, what are you urging other women out there to do about their status and just their general well-being?
Taking responsibility for one's own health and knowing that you can do everything that anyone else who's not HIV positive can do. All the tasks, that any everyday task that one needs to do, HIV cannot be a limitation. We also teach each other around keeping ourselves healthy, adherence, making sure that you are on a balanced diet, making sure that you take care of children if they are positive, if they are negative, preventing reinfection for oneself. We also teach those who are not positive. We also talk to them around if they are negative, they should keep themselves negative, and how do they make sure that they prevent HIV infection. For those who do not know their status, it's about encouraging them and also talking to them about the only way that they will know and be able to take better responsibility is to actually get the test and know their status, and that there is always someone who will give expert counseling as they go through the HIV testing.
What about the issue of stigma? Many women fear getting tested because they are afraid of the stigma that comes with the territory. What's the situation on the ground right now?
It has improved. When people have accurate information, you find that stigma reduces. But where people do not have accurate information, stigma is quite high.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Martha Tolana, an AIDS activist who's also living with HIV/AIDS, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, and that's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Durban with Chris Gande. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 omgqibelo mhlaka 2 Ntulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali chona njani izilukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu igama lami nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umsakazo kamabona kude oweBotswana TV uthi lelo lizwe lilakho ukuvala umngcele leZimbabwe kulandela udlakela oluqhamuke emngceleni weBrightbridge izolo. Ukubotshwa kwabo mama abane bekhonona ngotitshala ofundisa abantu ababo engazi ukukhuluma isihlobo sabo kudala inkulumo.
Iprimary inabantwana abancane abafuna ukuthi befundiswe ngabantu abalolimi abalukhulumayo, ngoba kungafundisa umuntu lolimi loluyana usesuke lahlekele lokuthi amchasisele ukuthi ngesiNdebele nxa imfundisa ngesilungu. Lokhu ngolimi lwakho yikhokho.
Kwezemidlalo lizaqhubeka lokhu linqoba na iqembu leHighlanders lapho lidibana lele Chicken Inn kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umsakazo kamabona kude oweBotswana TV ubika ukuthi lelo lizwe lilakho ukuvala umngcele kulandela ukudlakela oluqhamuke emngceleni weBrightbridge izolo. Akazwakali ukuthi ngowuphi kahle kahle umngcele ozavalwa njalo nini. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo inhlanganiso yephathisa abathenga impahla kwamanye amazwe bethengisa elizweni i-International Cross Borders Association ithi ilakho ukuphathisa abathenga impahla kwamanye amazwe nxa bedibane lodubo. Siqoxe lesikhulumeli salinhlanganiso umnumzana Dennis Juru ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Thina siphathisa ama cross border shoppers and traders bonke abomama labana abahambayo bayothenga eSouth Africa kumbe noma kubi phandle kweZimbabwe, siyabaphathisa mabale problem bayasitshela bengasifonela ku 0026 0027 6236 9158.
Nxa usithi wena liyabaphathisa ngoluphi uncedo libaphathisa ngalo?
Siyakwanisa ukuba ncedisa le transport, mabengela transport sifonele ama transporters ayobathwala ukuze bengathwale ngezigebengu. Siyakwanisa ukuthi mabeshotelwa izimali sibancedise sibabhadalela ama transport kumbe bathwalwe ngesikoloto baphenduke bazobhadala mabe buya eZimbabwe.
Yona inhlanganiso yenu ilamalunga amaningi na kumbe liphathisa nje inqe umuntu lanxa engasolunga?
Siphathisa umuntu wonke, kodwa ungasitshela ukuthi ufuna uncedo siyenza ukuthi ujoyine ilokuzeni i-organization yethu.
Ijoyinwa njani njalo kuhlawulwa malini?
Asibhadalisi imali thina, asibhadalisi imali. Umuntu uyasifonela, uyasinikeza ama details akhe and then singaba la ma details akhe wonke sivume ukuthi hayi ngumuntu sibili owe cross border, sibe lobufakazi ukuthi ngumuntu olesikhathi yenza cross border, siyamphathisa.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Dennis Juru, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye International Cross Borders Association ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ese South Africa. Sekusele inyanga ezingafiki amachumi amabili ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli elizweni. Abanye sebesithi ibandla leZimbabwe People First elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru yilo elikhanya lilamathuba angcono kulamanye amabandla aphikisayo. UMavis Gama uke waya emhlanganweni waleli bandla eHarare ngeviki ephelileyo wabuza-buza abantu kade beze kulomhlangano ukuthi kanti vele babona njani uMjuru lamathuba akhe.
UMjuru waxotshwa ebandleni leZANU-PF wasungula ibandla leZimbabwe People First. Omunye wabaze kulomhlangano kungumsakazi odumileyo uJohn Phiri othi ubeka ithemba lakhe kuleli bandla elitsha elikhokhelwa unkosikazi Mjuru eleZimbabwe People First ukuthi lizokuletha inguquko kuhlangothi zonke okubalisa olwaba kubhizimusi njengaye.
Mina benze ibusiness le television and radio mainly studio ese Westgate. I-studio sikwanisa almost 1.5 years ingasebenzi. Okunye kuyikuthi imali yangikhona kayitholakali. Okunye kusenziwa ukuthi wona ibusiness ungazathi abantu bayanikana but abanye bayasebenza thina kasiwuthole umsebenzi. Kuya ngokuthi ngubani njalo iliphi ibandla elisapotayo udlala lo bani. Iye
njengabalandeli likhangeleleni kuleli bandla
sikhangelela ukuthi wonke umuntu ngawe uyazwisisa arejiste ukwenza ukuthi nxaswa kuvota ivoti yakhe siyayifuna yesiyidingayo ngoba abantu abaningi bajayele ukuthumela ukuthi abanye kabenze yenza la ukwenzela ukuthi into zitshintshe. Ye
ubekhona laye umnumzana Steven Sibanda olilunga lekomidi ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square eyisiphathamandla njalo seyard.
Inguquko uyayiletha singabambana kodwa eyedwa angeke ayilethe ngakho ngithi kababambane labanye angathi ama-politician asihlezi sila ku-opposition political opposition politics abanje abotswangirayo abanje abosipamakoni abanje ngabeyadi njenge-Occupy Africa Unity Square kufuna sibambane sonke ukuze sikwanise ukunqoba uhulumende kaRobert Mugabe.
Umnumzana Malvin Chimatira laye uthi ulethemba ukuba leli bandla lizosiza ukususa umbuso okhona uZulu weZimbabwe ayithole inkululeko oqobo ethi ngoba amanye esezamile ukwenza lokho kodwa ehlulekile. Uze ngobunengi bakhe uZulu weHarare ethi akafuqwanga muntu okubalisa umnumzana Chakunda Togara waseGlenora osewaphutsha izifundo zemfundo yaphezulu kuhlangothi lwezokuthuthukiswa kwezigaba lwe-community development ngomnyaka 2008 kodwa kungekho akwenzayo ukusebenzisa leyo mfundo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumemvis Gamba.
Kulabo mama abane abavela eLupane ababotshiweyo ukuyona le iviki ngemva kokukhonona ngokuthi omunye umphathi esikolo eseMlamuli Secondary School kasuke ngoba engazi ukukhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebele. Sixoxele sakhamuzi seLupane umnumzana Kipa Ngwenya othi yena lolu daba lubhahe kakhulu kulumango.
Amatitala aphundisa abantwana wona la especially kuprimary. I-primary ilabantwana abancane abafuna ukuthi befundiswe ngabantu abalolimi abalukhulumayo ngoba ungafundisa umuntu lolimi loluyana usesuke lahlekele lokuthi amchasisele ukuthi ngesiNdebele nxa imfundisa ngesilungu. Lokhu ngolimi lwakho yikhokho. Kathesi abantwana sebeyahlezisiyila ngoba bafundiswa ngomuntu ongalwaziyo ulimi lwakho. Yinto ebengikhuluma ngayo ngoba laba babe bevelelale esitoneni besiza kithila basifika ngapha behluleke i-subject yesiNdebele. Kathesi ukuthi asithe isitsho sento sithiwa esisesindebeleni umntwana kasezwa ngoba ngase sithi uyakhuluma isindebele sakhona kaseyise lesi esiyaziwa ngumntwana. Ngiyayibona indaba yangikhona. So into zangikhona ziyahlupha kakhulu kona lokhu ukuthi kangibazi ukuthi kungenziwa njani njengoba kukhanyana nalo mkhuhlane wokuthi kube lamatitsha lawo nalawo angaziwa ngabantwana besindebeleni kulimi lwabo ukuthi kungahambisa njani kumbe bona abakhulu bethu ngale bakuphatha njani khonokho okusikhathaza kangaka kusibolaleli size emfundweni.
Ye manje khona lokhu njengoba kukhanya sokulesi khathi kusenzakala bona abantwana bayenza njani ezikolo lapho ungathi kuyebangela yini ukuthi bagcine bengayenzi kuhle kwezinye izifundo ezingaso siNdebele la?
Yebo baba, ngoba angithi umntwana esifundo usithatha kakhulu ekuqalise vele esuka egasisheni ukuthi lokhu ngesilungu kuthiwa lokhu kuhamba ngamagrade akhe ezeyesike ekwazi ukuthi wo ngesiNdebele engakuzwa kuthiwa yilokhu sekudinga la esenjani. Ayikona esehluleke kugrade 1 esiyathika ku-7 efundiswa ngumuntu ongasazi isiNdebele so ukuze thathe izathathela ikhathana yilela kubona kuyinto kwangikhona.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Kipa Ngwenya isakhamuzi seLupane sixoxelayo ecingweni ekhona le eLupane. Kulimbiko esanda kuyithola ethi yona uhulumende usethumele amasotsha edolobheni le-Beitbridge kulandela udlakela oluqhamuke izolo kwatshiswa enye indlu yokufaka impahla i-warehouse.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Kwamanje sengidedela imuva ngilijiya izandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla kuhlelo sixoxa noNkosazana noMathemba Nyathi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yabathengisa ezitaladini e-National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, INAVOS, ukuze sizwe ukuthi abesifazana baqhuba njani umsebenzi wabo ngesikhathi imali isilela elizweni, njalo iCouncil isithi iningi alilamvumo yokuthengisa. Siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Kulungile.
Uqhubeka njani umsebenzi?
Kulezi nsuku kunzima yithi. Isitafu ngazubela sizama ukuthi uzathengisa uthengelwe, akunamuntu okuthengelayo. Isizathu ukuthi abantu kuma-industry abaholi, ilanga labo nxa lifikile lokuhola bali-extenda kuye phambili, thina uze sizuze imali sizuza ebantwini abaholayo. So kulezi nsuku sithwele ubunzima sibili, akunamuntu othengayo.
Umuntu uyahawulela siyabe efuna ukuthenga naye amatamatisi kumbe imbhida. Kodwa umuntu umuzi asithengisa amatisi kelilisa umbhida lowo muthi ethule yimali yonaleyi umzethi ukuhola angiholanga, ukudla ngiyakufuna kodwa ngisola yona imali yokuthenga.
Alisazuzi inzuzo efanayo kula kuqala imali ingasileli?
Ye, thina asisazuzi okunjengokuqala. Kuqala besifanisa ukuthi ekuthengiseni siyanelise ukubhadalela abantwana isikolo, siyanelise ukubhadala amarenti, siyanelise lathi ukuthi sifunge ukudla. Okwamanje namhlanje iziyo emsebenzini ithi thona sinjalo njengabantu abafasileyo, thina sinathamanzi, abantwana sebesidla nzima, ngama-uniform zinamabhuku vele sesithenga nzima ngesizathu sokuswelakala kwemali ukuthi na emabhenki kule mali abantu besebenza befola na impilo yethu. Kodwa okwakhathesi sebunzima.
Kuqala lalikhonona ngokuthi amapholisa e-council alithwalisa amagabha avuzayo, sokunjani kathesi?
Kumisa ekhansi khona kungani kuwesi ngoba oqala kungcono ukufanisa ukuthi nawe noma bethethe uzahlala laphana kwaungesaniwe wodwa odwa kwamanje namhlanje afuna samapholisa ekhansi kubakhulu ninje ningathi nizihambela mbosebeophuma untuzikuthithi kwaye kanti bimbophelele kamuthi bimgelele ininje athibiliza bebuye kuwe sokungani wena uthinika ithesi ukuthi bona ngabakhontinike bathi bebopha abantu kakhulu. Indlela ababopha ngayo thina lapho esisebenzela khona kubuhlungu ngoba abasinika ichansi yokuthi sifunde. Njalo nxa bethethi babuthwa zonke izitafu sibe ukuthi imali yosukulele siphiwe wodwa angisolayo. Kuyabe kufanele ukuthi bakujikisele umuzi wakho, impilo yabantu abakho yonke siyabe isemaphensini.
Abantu lokhu bengafuni ukuyathengisela endaweni ezikhatshana yini?
Abantu indawo bafiwa kodwa uhlupho abantu asiphiwanga zonke indawo zokuthengisela. Noma bezithise ungahamba wamuyehlala phansi isithefeni sithathwa le mali ngoba thina sikhangelela lapho kunemali khona okunjengalapho kulamabhasi khona kunabantu abangami baningi khona lekuyabe kungakuhambi kuthathana akukho ebantwini.
Inhlanganiso yakho lokhu isiba le mhlangano yini le council ukuthi likhulume okulikhathazayo?
Ye, iba khona imihlangano.
Kuyini elikukhulumayo, kuyini elikuthenjiswayo?
Siyabe sicela ukuthi sicela ikhansi lisiyekele sithengise ngoba akusela misebenzi. Siyabe siyabe sicela ukuthi ikhansi linayo iyasivela ukathi ezitendeni kunje bathi bathithelele iy'tendi aphila mali yokuthi siyithelele ikhansi lingabuye sile sikhathi iyakwazi ukuthi lisithathele konke esiwuthengisayo sizabesesiyasibhadalanga asisakwanisi ukuyisiza imali. Abantu abethu abasahambe ezikoneni njalo ukubhadalela iy'tendi kunzima. Njalo izitendi abasinika zona zikhathana nani ubhizinesi lapho kulebhizinesi khona okuthinga abavuma ngabasinikeza eduze lapho kulebhizinesi khona. Njalo esinye isicelo sethuukuthiukuthipha kunjalo akunamali akunamisebenzi okuthi ngothi bahelasisiyosebenza lapha
Laisibongile ukuxoxa lani manyati.
Kulindile mamhlanga siyabonga lati.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lonkosazana noMathemba Nyathi. Isiphatha amandla senhlanganiso yabathengisa ezidaladini e-National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe INAVUS. Sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi siliphathelene okutsha. Lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Hayi, siyabonga sithandekile Mhlanga. Okwezemidlalo lamhlanje udaba lokuguqula igama lenhlanganiso ebona ngezenguqu elizweni izifa ukuthi ibe yimfazi lokho ikhathaza kakhulu kulandela imbiko ethi leli gama lilakho kubuyela njalo lube yizifa. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezemidlalo omuzi wethu Hadebe sambuza ngalolu daba kunye lomdlalo omkhulu ozenziwa kusasa ophakathi kweqembu leHighlanders lele Chicken Inn.
Khona ngokwakho nje akula nkinga ma ukubhekile ngoba kukhona ekutheni kuyivumele izifa ukubana ikwenze lokho. Kodwa ngakhangela umthetho kulomthetho wezifa okuqonqosela ukuba kuyabe kwakumele ukubana bebize umhlangano oqakathekileyo wona wawuvele uzakhangelisisa lolu daba. Njalo kuyatsho ukubana ma sebewubizile lowo mhlangano kwakumele ke lokhu izifa engabe ilakho engabe ikubambile lokho esingakuthi kuthiwa ngama-assets kwakumele ukubana anikezwe i-SRC Sports and Recreation Commission kube sekuyiyo ke ezakuthi ikhangele ukubana kusukela ngaphi kusiya phambili.
Ya mnumzana, ungasitshela ukuthi umdlalo ophakathi kwe-Highlanders le-Chicken Inn lo owakusasa ubona njani?
Ya wona uzaba ngumdlalo omnandi kakhulu ungakhangelisisa amaqembu lawa mayehlangana kuyandise ukubana kube ngumdlalo omuhle. Kodwa ke abaningi abaza kunazelela ukubana lokhe iqembu le-Chicken Inn langena ku-Premier League lenza kuhle madlala le-Highlanders kuma-league matches. I-Highlanders yona masikhangela i-CNL sekubana idle Chicken Inn kanye kuphela lapho i-Chicken Inn yayingena ku-Premier League kumdlalo wadlalelwa eLovo Stadium lapho ke i-Highlanders yanqoba 2-1. Kuleni imidlalo athi sidlala bekusiba i-draw kumbe iqembu le-Chicken Inn linqobe. Kodwa kwathi sozananzelela ukuthi bahlangana nje i-Highlanders icine ukudliwa ngo-week number 2 ku-Premier League. Babuya nje kulo mdlalo bengaza-ke banqotshwe emdlalweni engu-9. Kuzokuthi-ke iqembu le-Chicken Inn siyabona ukubana bekungathi kulokuthwala nzima lo nyaka.
Vula sangoma, ubona ngani ziyaphuma njani?
Kungaba ngumdlalo omnandi kakhulu mhlawumbe i-Island inganqoba ma sikhangele ngendlela edlala ngayo kwakhathesi.
Ngengaki?
Mhlawumbe kungaba sibona emidlalweni yabo emithathu emini abaqeda ukuyidlala bebengahlohlwa mhlawumbe benganqoba nge-2-0.
Hayi, sibongile ke lo ngumuzi wethu Hadebe ingcwethe ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ukugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Umsakazo kamabonakude weBotswana TV ubika ukuthi lelo lizwe lilakho ukuvala umngcele leZimbabwe kulandela udlakela oluqhamuke emngceleni weSouth Africa leZimbabwe weBite Bridge izolo. Ukubotshwa kwabomama abane bekhonona ngotitshala ofundisa abafundwa babo engazi ukukhuluma isihlobo sabo ludala inkulumo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande Lilayo.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.